is Maya, and you are listening to Cellar Dweller. I hope you have a good night.
And this is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts. Good night.
Awesome show, you guys. Oh, wow, there's a weird... Do you hear that? There's like a doubling. That's awesome. I sound like psychedelic and freaky. This is great. All right, WMFO 91.5 in Medford. And this is coming up on Roots and Resurgence, the past, present, and future of rock and roll, or I have dubbed the rock and roll continuum. And with the echo that I hear in my ear, I hope you don't hear it, but that sounded really cool. All right, so we have up... Oh, gosh, we have lots coming up for you. We have something very heavy about sharks. We've got brand-new music from Jack White. We've got lots of stuff. I also got this huge haul of vinyl today, and I'm going to try and play stuff off of that. So, but first up, we're going to start with one of my favorite albums ever. Damien Rice has this album called O. O. I'm wondering what O stands for. What do you think? I don't know, maybe they just, N and P were taken. Yeah, that's got to be it, right? All right, so this is Damien Rice, and it's headed off with my favorite singer ever, Lisa Hannigan, opens up this song. They used to play together. I think they also had a pretty intense relationship going at the time, and you can kind of hear it in this song. This song is called I Remember.
I remember it well. The first time that I saw your head round the door, 'cause mine stopped working. I remember it well. There was wet in your hair. I was stood in the stair, and time stopped moving. Won't you hear tonight? Won't you hear? 'Cause I can't believe what I found. Won't you hear tonight? Won't you hear? Nothing is taking me down, down, down. I remember it well. Taxied out of a storm to watch you perform, and my ships were sailing. I remember it well. I was stored in your line, and your mouth, your mouth, your I can't believe what I found. Won't you hear tonight? Won't you hear? Nothing is taking me.
Come all you lost, dive into moss, and I hope that my sanity covers the cost to remove the stain of my love in paper mache. Oh, come all you reborn, blow off my horn, I'm driving real hard. This is love, this is poor. God will forgive me, but I whip myself, scorn.
No stop signs, speed limit. Nobody's gonna slow me down. Like a wheel, gonna spin it. Nobody's gonna mess me around. Hey, station, pay my dues. Hey, I'm in a rocking band. Hey, mama, look at me. I'm on my way to the promised land. Woo! I'm on the highway to hell. Highway to hell. I'm on the highway to hell. Highway to hell. Don't stop me. It wasn't easy, but nothing is. No.
As sure as dogs can fly, and I'll take any risk to tie back the hands of time and stay with you here tonight. Take your seats and don't be late. spirits high, to turn on these theater lights and brighten the darkest skies. Here at the Paradise.
WMFO in Medford. Oh, there it is. We're getting some doubling going on here. It sounds really awesome, but it's probably not right. Anyways, I don't know how I sound out there. If you want to let me know, you can go to WMFO.org and click on DJ Chat, and that's where you can chat with the DJ, which is me. And let me know, because my headphones are doubled, and I'm hoping that you're not doubled out there, that your me is not doubled. All right, so let's see what you just heard. You just heard Rockin' the Paradise by Styx. When's the last time you heard that? Jeez. We had song two by Blur. We had Highway to Hell by AC/DC. And we opened up with Damien Rice, headed up by Lisa Hannigan. Oh, good song, great song. Wonderful song. I love that song. I Remember, off the album. Oh, all right. So Here's the thing. I'm trying to bring a version of the show to TikTok first because I don't need to buy my own licensing, which I'm going to have to do eventually, but I want to do an online version of my show. And of course, I'm still going to stay here at 91.5 WMFO because it's freaking awesome here. I love this place. But in order to do that, I need 1,000 followers. I've gotten up to 81. So if you want to help me out there, my handle there is 51DIFM, which is 51 Delta IFM. 51DIFM. 51 is the year that the term rock and roll was coined. Delta in engineering means change, like a delta T is a change in temperature. And IFM, Internet FM. It's just stuff I made up. So, all right. So coming up in the next set, we've got, if you do check me out on TikTok, 51DIFM, I'm going to post a picture of this. I have this absolutely gorgeous purple splatter record for Prince's album Purple Rain, and so that's going to come up next. I'm going to send a shot of that spinning later on, and after that, this is free form Monday. I don't have anything planned. We'll see what comes after that. If you want to send a chat, either get me on that TikTok that I just told you about, or you can go to the DJ chat at wmfo.org. And like I said, click DJ chat and I will be the DJ that you chat with. Yay. And other than that, well, geez, let's have some Prince.
A thousand years.
Oh my, distant suns and dawn.
Mystic Islands in the sea I'll go.
Oh my distant sons and daughters.
Made a six-pack ring, snagged on a dolphin's nose.
That's where my name will live on. Oh my distant sons and daughters, I hope you can forgive yourselves and I hope you forgive me. Oh my distant sons and daughters, there were too many distractions, too much good TV.
All right, 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, on the campus of Tufts University, and the microphone dangling here from the cord. I got to fix that. Okay. Anyways, so you just heard Bell X1 with the song Distant Sons and Daughters off of their record Arms, and I've been cataloging my CDs from home, at home, that I've collected over 1,000 years or so, and I had completely forgotten that this particular CD was signed by the band Bell X1 back in Raleigh a few years ago, many years ago, maybe about a decade ago. So anyways, Distant Sons and Daughters off the album Arms by Bell X1. We had before that Prince and the Revolution with I Would Die For You. And of course, I think it was the beginning. No, it was the end of the last one. We had Rock in the Paradise by Prince. We went back to 1980, blah, back in the day when I loved that song when I was a kid. All right, so I want to say hello to my distant cousins. Not really distant, actually, my actual cousins who are living, who I believe are still in Scituate. Hello, Kathy. Hello, Michael. Thank you so much for listening in. If you have a request, you know how to reach me, right? All right. And I've got something coming up next. Oh, actually, let's, you know what? Were you outside today? Any of you? Any of you? Anyone? Hands? Hands? Anyone outside as the sun was going down and the moon was coming up? And long ago, somebody left with the We had that moon. Did you see that moon? I kept coming in here. It was a beautiful, this huge orange moon. Probably that color because of pollution in the air. But that's beside the point. And, you know, it's interesting because you look at it when it's coming up and it's big, right? It looks like it's bigger than it normally is. And some people say it's amplified by the atmosphere. And the flat earthers say, you know, this proves that we have a flat earth. Come on, guys. Seriously. But here's a little bit of interesting astronomy. When you look at that moon, right, when you look at that huge moon, take your pinky, right, take your pinky nail, hold it up and measure the moon against your pinky. The moon should be just about the same size as your pinky nail. And this goes with however size, whatever size you are, because you're talking about relevant distance between your eye and your pinky and the moon. All right, now wait till later in the night when that moon is up, fully up. And use your pinky again to measure the moon, and you find out that even though it looks huge at twilight and it looks really small up in the sky, it's actually the same size. So when you measure them using either advanced measuring techniques or your pinky nail, you find out that it's just an optical illusion. It looks exactly, it's the same size, the same diameter. So that's a little bit of science that you didn't need to know. I want to say hello to Fox. They are listening from somewhere in the Midwest and Iowa, in fact. And this goes out to the Fox. Fox, this is Silver Springs live from somewhere. And the song is called, Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac. This is a great song.
You could be my silver spring. spring, my blue-green colors flashing.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Silver Springs is a great old song. Thank you.
WMFO in Medford. You just heard. Oh, who did you hear? You just heard Jimi Hendrix with Foxy Lady. Let me get my computer screen up. And here we are. All right. We heard Foxy Lady. And before that, we heard Fleetwood Mac with Silver Springs off of, there we are, Silver Springs Live from the album The Dance. All right. And so coming up next, we have, what do we have? Let's go back to the 80s, shall we? This is the Bangles.
Day.
91.5 WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. On the campus of Tufts University, this is WMFO. My name is Sean. The show is called Roots and Resurgence. And there's channels here that aren't working, and that's why I keep stuffing. It's not fun. So you just heard the Bangles. The Bangles with Hero Takes a Fall. And you're hearing the sound of me trying to troubleshoot. It's not going so well, guys. I'm telling you. It's not going well. All right. So I got to do this anyways. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. And I think I just in my brain realized what one of my problems here is. So I'm going to talk to you for a little bit. So, what we're trying to get up here is, do you ever have nightmares, like those stress nightmares where something happens and that you never want to happen? Like, for example, one of my biggest stress nightmares is something like a situation where I'm on air, right? Things stop working, and then I have nothing set to play because things aren't working. So that's a big stress nightmare. I've had that before. I'm not saying in general that it's ever happened to me or ever would happen to me, but you know you never know what's going to happen. All right, so here we are, moving things around. So do you have your tickets for Lark and Poe? They're playing in January. And I got second row tickets. I probably spent way too much money. Lark and Poe is probably my favorite band. My favorite, if not second favorite band ever. Okay, hey, let's try this out. Let's see what we got going on here. This will be, I hope, everybody's got their fingers crossed, right? All right. This is Sharks by The Warning. The Warning are three sisters from Mexico. Fantastic band. Now, I have some homework for you. Go home, at home, after the show. Don't do it right now. After the show, go to YouTube and look up The Warning, Dust to Dust, and look at the live version of the song Dust to Dust, and it's something else. Like, the guitar player is the singer. She's the lead singer and the leader of the band, but the drummer also has a phenomenal voice and does lead many of the songs. And this one, okay, the camera pans in, and these three women are there looking like supermodels and playing like you've never heard, just playing this amazing music. And the drummer, all right, the guitarist and bassist are just playing their thing, and the drummer is singing, and it's just intense as hell. Great song, Dust to Dust. Look it up. But this is not Dust to Dust. This is the loudest song you'll ever hear about sharks, if it works.
Proof, because you're watching over you. you wanna hurt somebody. Oh, it might as well be me. Yeah, if you wanna do so. For you, baby, all along. Giving love to you daily, making it strong, so strong. If you want.
If you wanna do so. born before the wind. Also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic. That foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. And when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will fold into the mystic. Come on, girl.
WMFO in Medford on the campus of Tufts University. This is Roots and Resurgence. This has been Roots and Resurgence. I've got one, maybe two songs coming up. I think Lula's here. If Lula's here, I got the next song is for her. If she's not here, it's for you. All right. I want to say hello to Jen listening in Oregon. And I want to say again, help me out. I'm trying to bring a version of this show online. And the best way to do that is on TikTok. I have 81 followers. I need 1,000. So give me a hand there and maybe, you know, whatever. So the TikTok handle is 51DIFM, 51DeltaIFM, 51DIFM. Check it out there. All right. It's time for me to go. Be kind to one another. This is Jerry Lee Lewis with Bebopalula.
Well, Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean baby. Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mean baby. Bebopalula, she's my baby now, my baby now, my baby now. Well, she's the girl that with the tight chicken knows everything. She's the girl that me shake that thing. She ain't got no time on me. Bebopalula.
baby now. Yeah.
WMFO in Medford on the campus of Tufts University. Wow. So that was supposed to be dramatic because people usually walk through the door right on the hour, like right at 9 o'clock. Lula is usually here maybe a minute or two beforehand, and she's supposed to walk in to this song, which is her song to walk into any room to, and she's not here. So I'm here. I'm going to stay here for a little while until someone else comes to replace me or until I'm just tired and want to go home. But that's not yet because I want to keep rocking with you here, and I'm going to rock you some more with The Warning. I'm sorry, with Muse. This song is called Uprising.
Thank you.
WMFO in Medford. You just heard Electric Six with Danger! Exclamation point. High voltage. When we touch, when we kiss. And this one of the songs that I kind of call that ridiculous yet awesome Brit rock. Brit pop rock. Ah, good song. Danger, danger. High voltage. When we touch. There's fire in the disco. And there's fire at the Taco Bell. But as it goes on further, there's also fire in the gates of hell. So, coming up now, if everything does what I want it to do, we have some more Larkin Poe. This on a aqua blue, beautiful piece of vinyl that I just got today. This is, the album is called Kindred. Is it Kindred or Kindred Spirits? There are two of them. It's Kindred Spirits, and it's all cover songs. And this is... a version of their version of Bo Diddley's Who Do You Love? Who Do You Love? On WMFO, Roots and Resurgence. The past, present, and future, the continuum of rock and roll. It's always something, isn't it? It's always something. Come on, you can do it. Well, so be it. Hey, you know what? Well, since we right now don't have that, let's have some brand new music. This is a single off of a non-album single by Jack White, which just came out possibly a day or two ago. This is... Jack White.
I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney up top, made out of human skull. Now come take a walk with me, baby, and tell me, who do you love? 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 Hey. Graveyard mine, 29, but I don't mind dying. I'm packing a punch like a little pearl piece. That brimstone fire gonna cut through the grease. I said, who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Yeah. but the sky was blue. Down the alley, the ice wagon flew. I heard a bump and somebody scream. You should have heard just what I seen. I said, who do you love?
Trapped up with my Nina, so I'm worried about nothing.
I don't worry about nothing.
I'm worried about nothing.
I don't worry about nothing.
See, I'm worried about nothing. I think it's time you should know. It's not the way things should go. I know that person is me. Riding through these streets, strapped up with my Nina, so I'm worried about nothing.
I don't worry about nothing.
I'm worried about nothing.
I don't worry about nothing.
See, I'm worried about nothing.
waiting to meet you.
Yeah.
Hello, you are listening to Phantom Root Canal at 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I have a PSA for you all. So, did you know there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry, they're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now that's a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford. And next up, I have Marine Girls. This is a band, two girls, I believe. One of them is named Elizabeth Frazier, or no, Tracy Thorne. She's from Everything But the Girl. She was a cool, like, trip-hop band from the early 2000s. But before she was doing that, she was in Marine Girls, and they were this little indie pop band. And they made a lot of music on this one album, I believe is called Lazy Ways / Beach Party. And I'm really only aware of them because their music gets sampled in a lot of, like, Dean Blunt music currently. So, yeah, here's A Place in the Sun.
Two straws, sun in the clouds.